Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Sports Overnight America, a different kind of show, and we'll prove it. You can email us at sportsfred@aol.com. We're heard everywhere. Sirius 217, XM 203, all the apps. I love TuneIn. Heard on Sports Byline, Sports Map, American Forces Radio. Radio stations, including KSHP 1400 in Las Vegas. Joined by Art Source, former kicker for the Rams and the Trojans of USC. Laura Snoke, a very long time friend and an attorney. Laura Snoke with us. And we were going to have Clayton Trutar and Boston Ball on. The book that we had that he had made about 6 months ago, we had him on, is now an audio thing, and he couldn't make it, but we'll have him on in the near future. And Nancy Finley, hopefully, the niece of Charles Finley, we'll make an appearance. We'll talk about the Sacramento A's, and you could email us at sportsfred@aol.com. Hopefully time for Barron Sports Trivia. Fred is not shocked. Fred is angry. When it came out 5 years ago now, like 4 or 5 years ago now, that college sports would be accepting dough, and Mark Emmert was the head of the NCAA, we screamed and hollered on this show and other shows. It was a horrible move. And it's proven to be so. They paid off Mark Emmert. If they fired him, gave him $4.3 million. They figured it out too late. On Friday morning, Tony Bennett, the excellent, the fine coach at Virginia, resigned a month before the season beginning. And what he said at the press conference was, the game's not what it used to be with NIL and the transfer portal. We have a coach who's won 73% of his games, who's won a national title. His father, Dick Bennett, of course, a fine coach also. We have a guy who's now resigning, probably retiring totally, because of what's going on in collegiate sports. I agree with him 100%. The game is not the same. I haven't even picked up my college yearbook yet, which I've had for 50, 60 years. Anyway, what do you think? Tony Bennett retiring at Virginia, in case you missed it. Email us, sportsfred@aol.com, sportsfred@aol.com. Listen, Aaron Rodgers is a great quarterback. Aaron Rodgers is a blank, 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 blank. After the game on Monday night, Aaron Rodgers, the press conference, the media conference, indicates that Mike Williams cost the team the game. Long pass, he tripped. Mike Williams, a fine receiver. Now, has Aaron Rodgers ever overthrown a receiver? Any of those receivers ever go at a press conference and say it was all Aaron Rodgers' fault? He is the lowest of the low. I didn't know even he could get this low. We'll talk about it straight away on Sports Overnight America.
The holidays are coming, and Lowe's is here to help you get ready. Right now, get up to 40% off select home decor to put the finishing touches on every room. The savings don't stop there. Get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, save an additional $75 on select cooking appliances, $899 or more. Because Lowe's knows holiday hosting. Valid through 10/16. While supplies last. Selection varies by location. Appliance savings vary based on purchase amount. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for details.
people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like you know to check your sunroof is closed first before driving through the car wash.
Whoa!
Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Savings vary. Terms apply. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Wendy's breakfast burrito has an entire breakfast in every bite. Fresh cracked eggs, seasoned potatoes, American cheese, cheese sauce, and sausage or bacon. So the first bite is like fresh cracked American sausage cheese sauce. Bacon. And the second bite is like fresh cracked American cheese sauce. Bacon. And the third bite, you get the idea. The boss of breakfast burritos, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Mom, meet Sarah.
From first time Nana moments.
Yeah, welcome to Flight 101.
To annual girls trip moments. Your can't miss moments are worth protecting against RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60 plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV. And there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at vaxassist.com.
So where should we go next?
Sponsored by Pfizer.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to Sports Overnight America. I'm Fred. You can email us at sportsfred@aol.com. Happy to have good friend Laura Snoke on with us, attorney of fame and art source from Galaxy Sports, former kicker for the Rams and the Trojans. You gals and guys heard the opening, and you heard what I said about Tony Bennett resigning at Virginia. Laura, what do you think about a coach basically saying, the game is not the same because of what the NCAA has done to the game? Your thoughts?
Well, I mean, I think he's right. I think the game isn't the same, and it's much more like a pro game. And it's much more based on who has the most, which college affords the stars the biggest megaphone, the biggest exposure, because that's how they're going to make their NIL money. You know, I was just reading about UCLA basketball. It's a whole new team now. You know, there are a few players that are left over, but mostly it's all, and they're all transfer players. And, you know, we were all hoping that there would be some fairness to the athletes, but it's really gotten way too far the other way. And it's become like the pros, and it's really too bad. Yeah.
Art, you played collegiate football for USC, if you call it kicking as a player, but as I say all the time. However, you had a job that really wasn't
the job. Kickers are so maligned, and they're so important.
Yeah, every big game in the history of football comes down right? to, you know, yeah, that's all right. I'm used to it. But, you know, anyway, discussing Dick Bennett and, you know, the great family of basketball coaches, you know, I can only imagine what Bobby Knight or Jerry Tarkanian or John Wooden would deal with right now. I mean, they would look at this whole thing and say, wait a minute, you really became an academic athlete. That was the reason for scholarships. Because, you know, less than 0.1% of them go on to the NBA or go on to the NFL. Basically, you're there to get your education. You know, maybe meet the woman, you know, the future Mrs. whoever. You know what I mean? But the bottom line is, when you have the inmates running the asylum, it's all over. There's no more control. You don't have kids for 3-4 years. You can't build a great basketball team. You can go over here and pick a guy from that guy and pick a guy from here. And, you know, it's like going into a bakery and onesie twosie in it when you need a dozen bagels. I mean, you know, at a certain point in time, let's get real here. Anyway, they let the horse out of the barn. They can't put the horse back in the barn. They're going to try to do some things with NIL to kind of limit the amount of money these people can make. You got Shedeur Sanders of Colorado, Fred. He's making $3.5 million this year. Okay. Well, Travis Hunter's making 2.7. If you ask me, Travis Hunter's a better football player than Shedeur Sanders. That's just my personal opinion. So how do they come up with this random, you know, what is your Q rating to get all this money? But it is a very sad situation. You hit it on top. You know, the NCAA and the ex-commissioner, they dropped the ball. And you're going to try to see the conferences have less time in the NIL, excuse me, in the transfer portal to kind of mitigate some of this stuff. They have to do that because the coach is December 5th. You're in the middle of bowl season. There's going to be a 12-team playoff in college football, and you're out there trying to recruit kids on December 5th. How does that work? It makes no sense at all, timing-wise.
Folks, you can email us at sportsfred@aol.com. Art Source, again, you played for the Rams. You follow the game as closely as anybody. Has Aaron Rodgers ever overthrown a wide receiver? Have they ever gone to the media and said it's all Aaron's fault?
Let me just tell you, in watching Aaron Rodgers play football, he is not following what Paul Hackett taught him, or you know some of the great coaches he had at Cal. I mean, he's throwing the ball falling backwards. You've got to stand on your right foot, deliver, and you know he might want to blame Mike Williams. He might want to blame anybody he wants, but the bottom line is he's got to raise his game, get back to the fundamentals that made him a four-time MVP and a Super Bowl champion. But, you know, Fred, I feel real bad for the Jet fans, because that team, to me, lacks something that I call heart. They're not together. Now, maybe Davante Adams coming from Las Vegas, and Laura, you can weigh in on this, maybe that's his old buddy. They had like 69 TDs over a six-year period together. You know, they broke some records. Maybe this will be the difference. We'll see Sunday night in Acrisure Stadium when they take on the Steelers. But, Laura, what are your thoughts on it?
Well, a lot of the ex-Raiders are doing pretty well. So, I actually posted for the first time on social media on a Raider fan group. And my post basically said that Mark Davis doesn't care about winning, because half of the stadium, at least half of the stadium, is filled with the opposing team's fans. And they're all coming to Vegas because it's a great vacation destination. And every game is sold out. I mean, we were looking at buying tickets to the Chiefs game, I think, on I'm in a couple of weeks, or I forget when it is, but the tickets are absolutely exorbitant. I mean, they're like for even, you know, normal.
$1,000, right?
No, more than that. And yeah. If you wanted to get like a really good seat, you got to pretty much pay them five figures. I mean, it's insane.
Wow.
And for the Chiefs, you know, because the Chiefs are.
Oh, I understand. Spot. No, I'm with you there.
And I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen with Brady. I mean, maybe Brady can play. That would be helpful because I think he'd be better than
that's
Vince.
You know, you brought up a great question there. How does Brady go in and interview coaches, or go to the you know, and do his job as the lead analyst for Fox Sports when he can't talk to anybody?
That's
the weirdest thing I've ever heard, Fred.
He can't. He's in total conflict. He needs to figure out what he's going to do, because he can't do both.
Folks,
and he's not that good anyway, announcing. I mean, I don't know if you've heard him. I mean, I just don't think he's that good. He seems a little awkward.
For the folks that don't know, Tom Brady and his partner now own 10% of the Raiders. So Brady owns 5%. And as Laura was indicating, as you know, he started doing the number one Fox game of the week. And I agree with him. So far, I haven't heard any greatness out of him. But I mean, how can he even say, hey, that's a bad call? How can you go after the officials? Or how, even though the officials right now in the NFL, it's like they're getting worse year after year.
I think they like being on TV, Fred. I swear to God, I watch the game. First thing I do if somebody scores, is there any flags down there? That little yellow thing that comes.
So many flags. I mean, something is wrong when every other play is a flag. I mean, it's not fun. It's not fun for the fans. And I'm sure it's not fun for the players. I mean,
how about if you got a couple shekels on the game? your heart's over here. Then the, you know, an 80-yard penalty in the NFL take you from their 5-yard line back to your 10.
And
you
so look at it inconsistent.
Yeah.
It's especially on pass interference. I mean, it's like you never know if it's going to be a pass interference call or they're going to let it go. And
you know what
it
I love,
doesn't seem
Laura?
To matter. What,
Laura,
what's
you know what
actually
I love?
Happening on
when the
field.
Referee, actually, they show the referee we're running backwards, and he reaches in his back pocket, but he can't grab the flag, so he lets it go. That's my favorite all-time move. I'm like, okay, wait a minute.
I'm
does it all, does
in
it?
Our last 90 seconds, I'm going to make prediction right here on Sports Overnight America. And since Mark is not with us, we might be right on this prediction. Dennis Allen will be the first coach fired. Well, the second
that
coach
was a
fired
pretty today. Bad tackling display last night. I mean,
somebody said, somebody, and we're talking Thursday night's game, 32-10 loss. Somebody said the team doesn't seem to be playing for him. What do you think?
That's absolutely obvious. I watched the week before against Tampa Bay when they gave up 55 points. And I mean, guys on swing passes were going through the secondary. I mean, guys were making business decisions, Fred. They did not want to stick their head in there and make a play on some running back coming downfield, you know. And I'm like, these are NFL guys that, you know, they don't even want to tackle. Why? We know they don't practice tackling anymore. God forbid you might hurt something or, you know, these $25 million wide receivers. I mean, it's just out of control. Absolutely. But, Fred, that's the call. I agree with you. I think right after him, if Sirianni doesn't beat the Giants, they might be together on a cruise somewhere.
All right, we'll take a break and come back with Barron Sports Trivia, Laura and Art on Sports Overnight America.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
How would you like to go on a 5-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for 3 fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a 3-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99 and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Sports Overnight America. I am Fred. You can email us at sportsfred@AO.com, along with a good friend Laura Snoke and good friend Art Source from Galaxy Sports. It's time for Barron Sports Trivia. And, of course, Art, being 127 years of age, he needs to take legal medicinal products to stay up late and answer these questions. Art, what are you taking this evening on Sports Overnight America?
Mind Restore, along with Awaken. And between the two of them, you know, I get great sleep, improved memory. My moods are better, according to what my wife says. The brain and nerve support. And then, of course, the nootropics in there actually help the noodle kind of keep thinking, you know, that amyloid stuff that they say gets in our brains as we get older. We're combating that on a 100% basis.
Well, at 127, congratulations that you found something. Laura, are you ready for Barron Sports Trivia?
I'm ready as I ever am.
Oh, you're excellent in this. Come on. I subscribe to something called Remind Magazine. Obviously, it tries to remind you of things in the past. And I just happened to notice they had a sports section in this month's edition. So let's go back to 1960 and talk sports. Are you ready, Laura?
1960, yeah, that's right up my alley.
1960. Who won the World Series in 1960?
Who won the World Series in 1960? I know the Dodgers won in 62.
In 63.
And, well, the Dodgers won in 63.
It was a famous home run, Laura.
He played for the Hollywood Stars beforehand with the home run.
What, it wasn't Kirk Gibson?
That was 88.
That's another famous home run.
Think of Mark Mancini and you'll get it.
Second baseman. I think he's in the Hall of Fame.
At least in the blank Hall of Fame.
All right, Art, what's the answer?
Bill Mazeroski of the Pittsburgh Pirates, 1960.
I remember I was listening to it on the transistor radio as I was in school as a little kid. And it was a miracle home run. And
Fred, that series, you know, a lot of people don't realize that the other three games that the Yankees won, as they won, they lost the series in seven games, they crushed the Pirates. They beat them by, you know, like 14-2 scores. Like, you know, I mean, it was ridiculous. But they won the four key games with, you know, last second amazing things. So it was, that was a big upset too, I have to believe.
All right, 1960, who won the NFL championship?
Oh,
before the Super Bowl by 7 years.
And if I don't say Lombardi, I'm probably not going to – I'm going to have to say the Green Bay Packers and Vince Lombardi.
Close.
But no Laura? Cigar.
Close. He was close, Laura. Who do you think won the 1960 NFL championship?
Close to the Green Bay Packers. I told you I'm terrible at this. Ask me a legal question.
Okay.
Can I get another guess, Fred?
Yeah.
I'm going to go with
the New York Giants.
Take some more Awaken.
No New York Giants, no Cleveland Browns, no.
Quarterback. The quarterback was from Oregon, former Ram quarterback.
Bob Water? No. I mean, Norm Van Brocklin and the Eagles?
Norm Van Brocklin and the Eagles bested the Packers in
1960. I was going to say the Eagles, but I figured if it was the Eagles, Art would know and he'd
I just, you know what? And the funny thing was, I believe there was a screen pass on the last play of the game to Jim Taylor, and he you know, got all the way down to like the Philadelphia 12-yard line. They came up just a couple seconds short. And 12 yards, you know, from it. And, of course, God, that was probably the last great game from the guy that played both ways, the great Hall of Fame linebacker for the Eagles. Do you remember who that was, Fred?
Who played both ways?
why I'm asking you. I can't remember his name. And my restoring, my awaken's not working real good here.
in the AFL that year, the Houston Oilers won the first championship of the American Football League. And Billy Cannon was the running back. Folks, you remember Billy Cannon from LSU? I got to tell you. As a little kid, I'd watch the Today Show before I'd go to school, and Jack Lasculli was the sports guy. And one Monday morning, he had tape of LSU's victory of the Saturday before. And that was the first time I had seen Billy Cannon, the running back, and what a running back he was. And he was with the Oilers for a few years and passed away a few years ago, but just a great running back. All right.
Who played him in the movies, Fred? There was a movie about him, and I want he played Ronald Reagan recently in the latest movie here. One of the two brothers. It was a great movie about LSU and Billy Cannon and how, you know, he went through all the things that he went through. Almost, you know, he went to prison and the whole shot. Yeah. He came out and, you know, changed his life, but. Yeah, it was that he was something special. Even as a kid, I remember him.
He was a dentist, and then he got in trouble by, as you indicated, some way stealing money. But it wasn't crypto at that time. all right, Laura, this one should be easier. The NBA championship in 1960. Who won the title?
1960.
Everything is 1960. Next
Boston.
Week, Boston, the Celtics, you say. Why do you say that?
It's just a wild guess since they won so much in the 60s.
Because they had Bill Russell and Casey Jones.
Yeah.
and they won 11 out of 13 times.
Who else?
All right, Art. Yeah, the Boston Celtics, no question. All right. Final question from 1960 on Barron Sports Trivia.
If you ask me hockey, I'm going to fall over dead.
Who are? I wanted to give you a shot, better shot than the
okay.
hockey.
Okay, thanks.
But I think it was Montreal. But anyways.
good for you.
NCAA who? Who won the 1960 NCAA championship?
I'm going to go with Oklahoma.
Oklahoma. Why would you say Oklahoma, the Sooners?
I have no idea. Maybe Bud Wilkerson.
This is before UCLA's first 1964 NCAA championship, of course. All right, Laura, is it Oklahoma, or do you have another idea who might have won the 1960 NCAA hoop championship?
Indiana.
Well.
Oh, you're saying hoops?
Yeah.
I thought it was football.
Oh. Well, you were wrong either way.
Well, if that's USF.
Who do you think it was?
University of San Francisco or Cincinnati, one of those two.
Well, incorrect in both.
Okay, there you go.
I feel so bad now. I'm not even a sportscaster, and I'm doing better than Art. So
neither am I, from good. What I can gather here.
I'll give you a hint. This guy is famous for his memory. He was a star of the team. He's got a memory he had a good memory. Former senator from Princeton, of course. This guy went on to fame with the Cincinnati Royals. A Boston Celtic future star also played on this team.
Definitely wasn't Indiana.
Mel Noel also played on this team.
Okay, maybe it was Kentucky.
Mel Noel, Jerry Lucas, John Havlicek.
I said Ohio State earlier.
When did you say Ohio State?
I see you go back. Mario, run the tape back for Fred.
I didn't hear it.
I said Ohio State earlier.
I don't think
when
so.
When you said Jerry.
Anyway,
we'll run the tape back. You're going to hear it.
1960, it was Ohio State, and then they beat Cal. Cal,
you know where they played, Fred?
They
beat
Cal.
You know the arena's name there, where they played those games?
I don't remember.
St. John's Arena in Columbus, Ohio.
Wow.
In 1959, Cal had won, of course, with Pete Newell. And then 61 and 62, Cincinnati won.
Now, wasn't Pete Newell the guy that put the four corner, you know, the Phil Jackson offense together? And
long time ago. And then 63, Loyola of Chicago actually won. And then 64 and 65, my Bruins won. Yeah. And then 66, of course, we know the story as the first time an All Black team won at UTEP. And that's what's happened in 1960 in the world of sports as we play.
They were called Texas Western at that time.
Yeah, Texas Western. And
was that Guy Lewis?
No, that was Houston. University of Houston was okay. Guy Lewis.
Who was the coach? Who was the coach of that team? Because that was a really that's a big moment in American history because you had basically five Black kids, I believe,
who were on that team. They played Kentucky in the finals. Kentucky was all white. Pat Riley actually jumped center for the Wildcats in that game. And Texas Western knocked him off. And there was a movie, of course, made that I've seen 100 times. And I can't remember the coach's name now.
Me neither.
Don't ask me why. But I think it's because I don't take Awaken. And so late at night, I need some.
And I missed mine yesterday. And I can already tell because I'm like all over the map.
Next time you call him, please have them. Send.
I'm gonna send. We'll get two cases sent to everybody.
For everybody. All right, we'll take a break and come back and.
I'm here.
And talk to Nancy. Talk to Nancy Finley, former. Former niece of Charles Finley and daughter of Carl Finley of the now Sacramento A's. We'll talk to Nancy when we come back on Sports Overnight.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack your Columbia Performance fishing gear for protection against the sun, wind, and rain. Columbia PFG apparel and footwear offers superior innovation and features, which allows you to focus on your catch and not the elements. So before you head out on the water, head over to columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality, certified pros at Angie.com.
Some people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like, you know to check that your seats aren't in the visitor section first before buying tickets.
I'm so excited for this game. I can't believe you got us tickets.
Me too. Wait, are we on the wrong side?
Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds.
This is going to be a long game.
You're in good hands with Allstate.
Savings vary. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
The holidays are coming, and Lowe's is here to help you get ready. Right now, get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, save an additional $75 on select cooking appliances, $899 or more. And get even more of an interior refresh with up to 40% off select vanities and free delivery. Because Lowe's knows holiday hosting. Valid through 10/16. While supplies last. Selection varies by location. Appliance savings vary based on purchase amount. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for details.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
And here's the pitch.
Want to score some runs with your family? How about an all-inclusive 5-day, 4-night vacation for two adults and two children at the Ocean Spa Hotel in Cancun for only $699? Includes airport pickup, hotel, and all food and drinks, including alcohol. And you can travel anytime in the next 12 months with no blackout dates. So visit CancunEscapes.com/radio to book a family vacation for four for only $699.
Going, going, gone with CancunEscapes.com/radio.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to Sports Overnight America. I am Fred. You can email us at sportsfred@aol.com, along with a very good friend Laura Snoke, a very good friend Art Source, former kicker for the Rams and the Trojans, now joined by the niece of Charles Finley of now the Sacramento A's. And Nancy, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
So 3 weeks ago, final game at the Oakland Coliseum. I bet you got a lot of phone calls and a lot of notes and whatever.
Yes.
What are your thoughts? What are your thoughts?
Well, people, I mean, yes, it's a very sad thing. I was glad I wasn't there because I didn't need that. I grew up there practically. I spent so many days at that Coliseum. I'd gone through so much that I guess a lot of the people didn't think it could happen. I'd already been through one move. I guess it was, I prepared myself.
Talking, of course, she's talking about Kansas City to Oakland. And Laura, you have any questions for Nancy Finley of the A's?
It's a sad time for Oakland. I mean, they've lost three of their sports teams, the A's, the Raiders, and the Golden State Warriors. And I mean, it's just part of the whole, I mean, sports has always been money oriented, but now it's just taken over. And it's just, I mean, it's just watching the Raider games in Vegas versus going to the Raider games at the Oakland Coliseum, it's completely different. You would never have half of the seats taken by the opposing team in Oakland.
No.
I mean, no way would that ever happen. I mean, it's just, and the fans there were just so great. I mean, I loved going up there from LA. And even when the Raiders played in LA, I never went to an A's game, but I imagine it's kind of the same. And the stadium was not state of the art, but I don't know. What do you guys think about these new state of the art stadiums? I mean, when you walk through SoFi and it's like an art gallery, it doesn't seem like a football stadium to me. I mean,
I'm used to their bones.
Yeah. I mean, they've lost the raison d'etre for what sports are. It's almost like a showcase for people who want to go and don't really want to watch the game. They want to see other things or experience other things.
Kansas City was also bare bones, but to me as a child, it was like a fantasy land in Disneyland because we had the rabbit that came up out of the ground. We had dyed sheep grazing on the grass with someone dressed up like a shepherd holding a staff. We had really bizarre things. And I just remember it being so fun. The mule, we started our new mascot in 65. We had the Beatles coming in 64. So there was a lot of color. Charlie had this different rows of seats painted in gold, aqua, fluorescent pink. And then coming to Oakland, I just saw all these cinder blocks, gray. I even saw that it seemed cold, but that's how it was built. And we shared it with a football team, which I thought that's what you did, but it was really large. And now they build stadiums compact, like, I guess, to seat, I guess most of them are 10 to 15,000 seats.
Nancy, let me ask you something. How did it go from when your family was in control of the A's from 20 and 30,000 fans per game to like this year, like 3,000 fans per game? How did that happen?
We went from the World Series down apparently in 79. We were sued. And one reason was because we weren't trying to market and we had a very low attendance. And so when I heard about that this time, I thought, well, okay, where's the lawsuit? I mean, where is it? You know, is it coming? But I've been there and I knew. Now, what the difference is with us, we did not receive the annual revenue sharing, which I wish we had. And now they receive it and there's no oversight. So I heard it's supposed to go to help, you know, renovate, well, help with the facilities. who knows what they do with that money, but they get that money and then they don't try to market. I've always heard that when you receive that money, you're supposed to show that you're keeping fans happy. I didn't see that. And so I was really shocked. You know, I want some of that. I want some of that revenue sharing. But I think that's why they don't sell the team, because they'll give that up.
Art, 57 years at the Oakland Coliseum. You're 127 years of age. You've seen it all, Art. Talk to Nancy.
Well, I wanted to talk to her about my favorite all-time baseball team, which was the 71, 72, 73 Oakland A's, the swinging A's.
74. What about 74?
Well, they were great too. But I'm talking about the Sal Bandos. Why don't you tell us about it, Nancy?
Well, you know, that's the thing. When I know people love the 72, 73, 71, but 74 and 75, to me, we were maintaining. And I just thought, maybe it's because I knew more, a little more, but I thought, now we still had the same guys in 74. I mean, we had Holtzman and Bando and Green. To me, those were my guys coming from Kansas City: Green, Bando, Campy. Oh, gosh.
Do you remember Campanaris playing all nine positions in one game?
Well, I was little, but he was my guy. He was considered my guy. I remember just a lot.
Great personality.
Now, see, Harry Truman sat next to us. He had season tickets. And I'm told that when I was bored, I would walk over to him, and he would let me, you know, pull on his tie or something. But and then our mule would come out. And for some reason, Charlie wanted our players to ride that mule. But I do remember fireworks after every home run. But there was always something to
see.
So
your uncle had a lot of Bill Veeck in him, huh?
Oh, I guess. I have no midgets, though. But
how many mules did you go through in a season? How many mules did you go through?
Just one.
Just one. In fact, the governor gave it to
just
us for
one?
Our winning to.
Wow.
And that's when Charlie thought, oh, we might as, you know, he could be a good mascot. He was a large mule. And
did the elephant get involved in the logo?
No, the elephant was there. When I look at our stationery before 65, I see an elephant image. So
yeah.
we adopted it. So it was just something Charlie wanted to do. A mule
okay.
was given. So, but I do remember a birthday party for the mule. This huge cake was brought out in the middle of the field, and all these pretty women with these mule ears. And there was always a Miss America involved.
They had a kicking good time.
They did. My dad used to make me think Miss America was a sport, that contest was a sport. He'd say, let's watch it together. And the women in my family were never excited over it.
Folks, we're talking to Nancy Finley, the niece of Charles Finley and the daughter of Carl Finley of the old Oakland A's. Let me ask you a question, Nancy. And of course, Nancy wrote Finley Ball. We had her on a few months ago.
Yeah.
Are you writing another book?
I just finished. Oh, God. I just finished, and I didn't think it would take so long, but I kept discovering things. But it goes from 1975 up to when Dad retired in 84. But then it keeps going because I realized that there aren't any other books that they say Charlie just retired to LaPorte and did nothing after he sold the team. But he didn't. He created this football. And he considered Dad to be his partner. Dad didn't really want to be. But Charlie was marketing that football. He traveled all over.
That was the orange stripe, the one that had the orange stripes on it?
The bright yellow. I have it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you see it?
I've actually seen it, yeah.
Yep, and he had a lot of high schools and colleges signing up for it. So he sent us all the letters. And when he passed away, it just went dormant. But he was working on that. And that, oh, yes, he was inducted in the Chicago Football Hall of Fame. I came across that. And, yeah, I see where Dad went. Yeah, there's no baseball, but that's another story. But, yeah, football. And he then he was involved in a new football league. He gave me a sweatshirt for it.
What are you going to call it? What are you going to call the book?
You know, I want to call it Straight A's. I wanted something different. And then like the publisher said, well, you know, we can't guarantee we're going to change the title. So I agreed because the publisher changed this title. I have The Green and the Gold, and then I see Finley Ball with an elephant on the cover. So I did get the mule on the back, our image.
One final question, Nancy. All right, so Reggie Jackson, let's say, is now playing for the Yankees, and they're beating the Dodgers in 77 and 78. Were you pulling for him?
Oh, yeah. I always liked him. I remember when Dad told me we had a new player, well, two, Vida and Reggie, on my way to Oakland from Dallas. And Dad seemed really proud of them. And I always loved them. I really miss Vida.
Yeah, he was one of the best pitchers for a period of time in the era. Nancy Finley, we'll have you on again when the book is out there. And I love your hat.
I have a lot to say.
I love that hat. I hope everybody's got us on Zoom because lean down a little. There we go. She got the A's hat on.
After Charlie's divorce, this is the hat he started wearing because he could.
The hat's great.
And of course,
how many different hats do you have, Nancy?
This one, Charlie had three prototypes made. This is one of three.
Love it.
Nancy,
Nancy
Finley, be well. We're looking forward to your new book.
You.
And thank you for appearing on Sports Overnight America.
Thank you for having me.
Nancy Finley with us. We'll come back with a little bit more on Sports Overnight.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee.
Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
And we're back on Sports Overnight America. I'd like to thank Nancy Finley, the daughter of Carl Finley and the niece of Charles Finley of the A's, for making an appearance with Laura Snoke and Art Source. Laura, I'm going to make a bet right now. I predict that on Sunday, as the Rams are facing your Raiders at SoFi, Ed and you, your husband and you, will be at the SoFi and will be at the game. True or false?
Probably false. We did go to the Charger Raider game. I think it was the Chargers opener or the it was early in the season. I haven't decided yet. It sort of depends on what happens with the Dodgers. But you know, I'm not a big fan of SoFi. Like I said, it's kind of a weird environment.
Sterile, very sterile environment.
I have to tell you, there was an escalator going down three floors, which was one of the scariest things I've ever been on. I mean, there are hardly any elevators. It's just, and then not having ventilation. I mean, spending billions of dollars on that stadium and not having proper ventilation. So the game I went to was, it was 100 degree weather, and I just felt so bad for the players having to play I'm not a super fan. I miss the old stadiums, you know, that are just sports stadiums and not art galleries or other, you know, fancy food courts and
art.
I love Dodger Stadium because it's like a real old-fashioned sports stadium.
It's the third oldest stadium now after Fenway.
I know, but it's great. It's great. I mean, it's not falling apart. I mean, Oakland Stadium was kind of falling apart, but
drab too.
It did have a great vibe.
I mean, Art, you got 30 seconds. Who wins the game? Raiders at the Rams.
The Raiders are awfully beat up right now, and Aiden O'Connell doesn't look very good to me. The spread opened at five. That's what I hear. Yeah, the spread opened up at five. It's already up to seven. You know, I might buy a half point and take the Rams. Rams are getting their offensive linemen back, getting some running backs back, getting some receivers back, Cooper Kupp. So, I mean, I would have to go with the Rams in this one. But you never know in the NFL.
That's why it's fun to watch. And all right, for Laura, for Art, for Mario, I'm Fred. Stay tuned all night long for more of Sports Overnight America.
Can I bet on the referees?